503-786-9390, 1-800-845-2162. And Petra. Petra, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you tonight?
I could be better, but I'm thankful and alive. So, my request is a prayer request to break the stronghold of alcoholism on my life. Unfortunately, I started drinking a few years ago, even as a Christian, and it has taken a stronghold, and I'm struggling off and on with the obsession to drink. And I'm involved in AA, and I've gone to a Christian recovery at my church. It's just a one-day-at-a-time battle right now,
sure.
And I want to be done with it.
Yes.
The struggle. Uh-huh. So that, and then maybe any advice. So thank you. I'm going to hang up because I'm driving right now.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Petra, how long has this been going on?
I'd say about 10 years, and
okay.
It's gotten now, to the point where I know I'm an alcoholic. It didn't start out that way, obviously.
Okay.
She needs to hang up here because she's driving.
I mean, I can hold on a minute.
All right. That's good.
I want to
encourage you to think differently than AA wants you to think.
Okay.
I don't want you to think of yourself as I'm an alcoholic and I'll always be an alcoholic. I'll always be one drink away from being right where I am. What I'd like for you to understand, Petra, is that Jesus Christ. First of all, do you know my background?
I don't.
Okay.
Just happened to tune in.
All right.
Yeah.
My background. Debbie and I will have been married 40 years in August, and for the first 16 years of our marriage, I was following hard after drugs and alcohol. Finally, it got to the point where I was drinking really heavy and smoking crack. And so Debbie and our two daughters left, and we were separated for 2 years. And during that time, God got my attention, helped me to understand what's important, what's not, what is eternal, what's not, and the fact that I'm going to stand before God one day very soon and have to give an account. And I realized that at 40 years of age, that was 20 years ago, at 40 years of age, I wasn't too old to just plain start over as far as my walk with the Lord and being His child, realizing that I will always be me. When I get to heaven, I'm not going to magically be somebody else.
Right.
I will be who I am, and the who I am that I will be is the who I am becoming now as I walk with Him and allow Him to change me day by day. I realized that every time I decided to drink or to use drugs, I was choosing sorcery. I was choosing communion with demons. I was choosing to invite demons into my life, into my home, into my family's life, and I was going to have to answer for that. It wasn't a question of not being saved, not going to heaven, but when I stood before Him, I did not want to suffer the loss of rewards, eternal rewards that right now I have no concept of. See,
right.
The Bible says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man all the wonderful things that God has in store for those who love Him. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. So what He is saying there is, if I can imagine some incredible reward, then it's far beyond that. I can imagine some awfully incredible things. I can imagine actually owning this planet. But He says we can't even imagine the kinds of things that he has in store for us who love him, those of us who desire to walk with him, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we've been called. The Bible says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things below. It says, it's what you have to remind yourself of, and you have to, and you'll only know how much God loves you completely and forgives you always if you read his word and find out what he says about you and what he says about how he loves you. Now, there is no magical cure, and for me, AA never did a thing. I went through three or four treatment centers. They never did a thing. It was finally when God opened my eyes and I realized that I am in eternity now, and every decision I make, every action I take affects eternity now. And that's what's happening with you. Every decision you make, it affects eternity. It affects the eternal rewards. It affects things that you have no concept of. And the Bible tells us that, everyone tells us, every psychologist, psychiatrist, maturity, the mark of maturity is setting aside present gratification for future gain. Now, that can mean instead of going to the movies, I put $20 in the bank. And instead of going out to eat, I put $20 in the bank. And eventually, there's a very nice retirement fund happening. That's the picture of setting aside present gratification for future gain. How much more so if we set aside the present gratification of drugs or alcohol for the future gain of the things that God promises and that he will deliver. So
right.
These are things you must think about, you must pray about, you simply have to understand, you have to convince yourself, I do not have to do this. And I know you don't have to, because there are times that you don't. You don't drink
right.
every time you think about it, because there are things that are more important. You know that if you drink this time, something really bad is going to happen. You're either going to lose your job, maybe you have already, you're going to lose your family. If you drink and you have to drive home, you're going to get in a wreck and kill somebody and go to prison. That could have happened to me so many times.
Right.
So these are the things you must think about, Petra. And understand that God loves you with an everlasting love. There's nothing you can do that can make him love you more than he does right now. There's nothing you can do or ever have done that would cause him to love you less than he
right.
does right now.
I would like to add something to what you've said as well, Tom, and that is, Petra, God doesn't view you as an alcoholic. His description of you is a child of God. You're his child. Now, you may have a bad habit of alcohol, and it definitely is something that can control us. But God sees you as his child, and the world has this hang up with having to label everything, you know.
Right.
But
right.
but don't take on the world's label. Remember who you are. You are a child of God. But in so doing, in remembering that, a child longs to please their parent. A child longs to live in the love of that parent. And we tend to alienate ourselves from that love when we have misbehaved.
Right.
And we feel awful when we aren't basking and enjoying that love. And
yeah.
so the enemy.
But the love is always there.
The love is always there. That's right. Just like a parent's love always is. But the enemy, on the other hand, with the enticement of the alcohol or anything else that the world offers to entice us with, wants to put a dividing wall between you and God.
Right.
And that wall is not worth it.
There is no wall. There never is a wall. The reality is, and Debbie's right, but the reality is, it's just like Adam and Eve.
Yes.
When they sinned,
yes.
they were hiding in the bushes.
Yes.
When you sin, you're hiding from God. You're running from God. You don't want to come before Him, and He welcomes you. He invites you to come before His throne of grace in time of need. He invites us to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain help in time of need.
Right, right.
So, in a nutshell, that is reality, and you must accept reality.
Okay.
Let me pray with you.
Thank you so much.
Lord, I lift up Petra. I pray that you would help her to remember the things that we've talked about. I pray that you would, by your Holy Spirit, cause her to understand reality and eternity and to choose the better, like Mary, instead of Martha, sitting at your feet, choosing the better part. Bless her, strengthen her, encourage her, remind her always. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very, very much.
Mm. All right. Lord bless you, Petra.
Mm. All righty.
Let us know how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks.
Good night. You know, can I just say one more thing here, just in relation to Petra's call? And she mentioned that she does go to some other support group at her church. And it may be Celebrate Recovery. There's a lot of those around the Portland area. But if you want to know about that particular organization, go to pdxcr.org. That's Portland Celebrate Recovery.org. pdxcr.org. It's a very wonderful godly centered organization that meets in churches for people who really need
hang on, Joe. I'm coming.
God's healing grace in their life.